to the West Baton Rouge Tourist and Information and Conference Center grounds, September 9th and 10th. Learn more at westbatonrouge.net. Sponsored by Louisiana Office of Tourism, Placid Refining, and Breaking Pipe and Steel. Visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Ready, Phil? Phil, you ready? Phil? Cajun Buccaneer. Okay, lead us in prayer and pledge. Y'all can hear you. Phil, all I hear is mumbling. Call right back, Phil. Hang on. Call right back, Phil.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. We are here with you Friday night. We're waiting for our guest to call, the chairman of the Orleans Parish Republican Party, Mr. Adrian Bruno. We're trying to get in touch with him right now. Hopefully he'll be giving us a call back soon. We got a lot of questions for him about what's going on in Hawaii. He is in Hawaii with the Cajun Navy. You know, those guys do great whenever there's some kind of emergency anywhere across the country. The Cajun Navy is usually always there. Those guys are great.
Most definitely. Okay, we have, I think we got the Cajun Buccaneer on the line now. That's him? Okay, Phil, lead us in prayer and pledge, Phil.
And we will. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from all forms of evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty, justice, and freedom for all. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to this week's edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. My name's John Swisher. And here with my buddy, guest co-host, Mike Silva.
Say hello.
Hello, everyone, my fellow American patriots.
Yes, I want to start off with my commentary first. This Trump impeachment.
Indictment.
I don't know how upset you can be, but that makes me upset. I cannot believe he's being indicted for a crime that's no such thing, inquiring about election fraud, where you have the previous president before Trump, Barack Obama, and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, at the time, responsible for four murders in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012. Four Patriots slaughtered. And
well, you know why they're doing it. They do not want him to run again, because he not only, well, he said he was going to drain the swamp. He definitely exposed the swamp, and we know exactly all the corruption that's going on right now. They definitely don't want him to win again, because he will definitely drain the swamp completely now after all the things they've done to him. There's so much evidence against the Biden family, and there's no indictments. There's no evidence against President Trump, and there's nothing but indictments. They politicized this. The whole Department of Justice is weaponized. They made everything about politics, not about what's right or wrong for the American people. All they want to do is stay in power and they will do anything to stay in power, obviously, after all these indictments. But what they don't realize, and maybe they do realize it, is every time there's an indictment, his approval numbers go up. So I think what is going to happen, this is just my opinion now, they have to do something like last time. They're already talking about mask mandates coming back in some areas, and some of them in some school in school district in Philadelphia, and a college, I think it's called Morris Brown College, has already put the mask mandates already for this year, already for the school year, which is totally ridiculous.
I forgot what they got. A couple of states that already got cases of COVID.
Well, there are always going to be a few. I mean, it's, I think I saw something on the news today. It's the lowest it's been in 3 years, this week or this month, and they're doing mask mandates again. There's no way anybody should comply with that. It ends when we say enough is enough.
Hell no. I didn't comply the first time.
Exactly.
I'm not going to wear a mask. Only time I wear a mask if I got to go in a paint booth, paint a car or something. But that's a respirator. You got ventilation. You can breathe through a filter. You don't, not with a flipping mask, man.
I've talked to a few nurse friends of mine, and the paper mask that 99% of the people wore, they said, did absolutely zero protection from COVID. It doesn't do anything to protect you against COVID.
Well, you know, the COVID-19, the thing, first it was called coronavirus, now they call it COVID-19. In church, the preacher said corona means crown. The crown virus, social distancing was to break the family unit up. The mask was to shut everybody up. The lockdowns was to oppress everybody. But what gets me is mandates are not laws, but there's people that went to jail for doing church services. Reverend Tony Spell in Baton Rouge, remember that, Mike?
Yeah, the churches couldn't have service, but the casinos and the strip clubs were open. Do you believe that?
And also the abortion clinics.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a lot of human trafficking going on during COVID. The casinos was a base for human trafficking of young kids.
Okay, folks, while we're waiting for the Orleans Parish Chairman of the Republican Party, Mr. Adrian Bruno, hopefully he'll be giving us a call back soon. Some things we want to talk about tonight, or, of course, the indictment and the issues that are going on in Hawaii. Unfortunately, it's a very, very bad situation for the residents of Hawaii. I've been reading a lot of things that kind of sound a little far-fetched, but you never know if these things are true or not. So he's in Hawaii with the Cajun Navy. That's why we're hoping he'll call us back so we can get some answers for somebody that's actually on the ground, ground zero.
He might be in a bad cell zone.
That could be true. Some of the things I wanted to ask him, and until we can get him, if you guys want to call, the number's 504-556-9696. These are the things we want to talk about, and these are the questions that are concerning me that are going on right now. These are the things I heard that could be true, that were stories in the news. One of them was that lasers started a fire. Another one was that why didn't anything blue burn during the fire? Another one was, why didn't the rich elite people's homes burn and the regular residents did? Why is FEMA staying in $1,000 night luxury hotels when all the residents got was a one-time $700 payment? And did you notice when President Biden got there and his motorcade went by, the residents of Hawaii were giving him the finger and shouting obscenities at him? That I did see, and I kind of laughed when I saw that.
What about when he says he told the big lie, like he caught his house caught on fire, and he said his cat almost burned to death and he almost lost his Corvette?
Yeah, well, that was a pretty disgusting thing for him to say. Like, it was anything compared to what these people were going through. But we do have a caller right now. Matthew? Got to go to a break? All right, stay online, Matthew. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com on the radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
All right, welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show on 990 AM WGSO and WGSO.com. We have Matthew on the phone from Metairie. Good evening, Matthew.
This is Mike, right?
This is Mike.
Okay, well, Mike, John, hello, how are you?
Hey, Matthew.
So, I'm going to quote Jim Wallace of the Gun Owners Action League. During COVID, the government searched for the limits to its power and found none. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that they had people with badges and guns willing to enforce these things. Because what would have happened, say, if Cynthia Lee Shing, for instance, didn't have the cooperation of the sheriff's department? Do you think Doug McMillon of Walmart is going to have his employees tangle it up with customers who don't want to wear masks? I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Cynthia Shanghai was for masks.
Yes, she basically enforced whatever. You know, she was basically Latoya's mini-me over here in Jefferson Parish. And I know that there's a sensitive subject with Sheriff LaPinto, but if he hadn't been enforcing the policy, there would have been a lot of businesses that would have been able to stay open.
Well, since that was, let me interrupt you here real quick. Since that was, you know, the first time it happened, it was the beginning of it. Now with what we know with the mask, like if it covers anything, it's very little to no protection that the mask give you. All the hurting it did for our children in schools, that was totally unnecessary. If they do it again, if they do it again, what do you think? How do you think the people are going to respond to it?
Well, I'm not going to wear a mask.
I know exactly.
But then the question is, will the stores that I go into, will they have a handy-dandy man with a gun and a badge to drag me out of the store? Will the people who are responsible for doing the dragging, will they participate in this shredding of our constitutional rights?
Well, we need enough people to say enough is enough, and I have a good feeling about that.
Very much so.
I generally too, but it's entirely possible I'll be going to jail. So
they can't arrest us all.
No, we thought that the last time. They did. They arrested a bunches of people.
I know they did, but what I'm saying now is just the proof that masks do not work and they actually hurt the children more than anything. If they require us and do the mandates again, I'm thinking 90% of the people are going to go, sorry, not doing it.
Well, there's a thing that you have to be aware of. Don't fixate on a specific type of mask. None of them work. Even the sacred, vaunted, always to be praised and worshipped N95 mask doesn't work. It just restricts air more.
You're right.
None of them did a dang thing because a virus is like 10 or 12 angstroms across. The pores in an N95 mask are like 120 angstroms. The pores in a regular cloth mask, assuming it doesn't just leak from around the side, those are like 1,000 angstroms.
I remember during COVID, John Bel Edwards Obama always had live press conferences on all the local TV stations saying the spread is higher. We have more deaths. They would consider an auto accident a COVID death because they give $25,000 for every COVID death.
And how many people did they kill with the protocol?
Oh, thousands. I'm sure it was thousands. I'm talking about Louisiana.
Improper use of the ventilator, remdesivir, all of the things that they should not have done, they did. And you could excuse it at first because they didn't know.
Right.
They were taking the words of the CDC. But why would you excuse it if you keep getting the same results? If you go to play dice with a set of dice and you keep getting snake eyes, at some point you've got to come to the conclusion, these dice are loaded.
Right. I mean, if you gave your dog a rabies vaccine and he caught rabies, you'd be going back to the vet going, hey, my dog got rabies. So if you're getting a COVID vaccine, at first they tell you won't get it. Then they say, well, you'll get it, you just won't get it as bad. Then they say, well, you won't be hospitalized. Well, then you won't die. And then you're on your third and fourth booster. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It killed my mom.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too. Not only not only was it not effective,
because my sister was very misinformed.
Well, you can't blame her because all the nice people on television were singing out of the same hymnal. And, you know, I can't blame people for being ignorant. It's like the issue of election fraud. All the nice people on TV and radio are singing out of the same hymnal.
I had an argument with my sister and my brother one time. I said, if John Bel Edwards came on TV and told y'all to go kneel in a corner to stop the spread of COVID, y'all be kneeling, wearing your mask, kneeling in a corner with your noses against the wall. She said, yeah. I said, that's because you're so stupid and you follow you're like a bunch of little sheeple. I said, well, I'm not wearing a mask. I am not kneeling in the corner. He can, you know what, kiss my white Irish, what rhymes with class.
Well, let's put it this way. That's because they were raised to believe and trust authority.
If my father was still
along the line.
If my father was
along the line.
Yep.
You missed that.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm very skeptical of people in authority. I used to get detentions all the time. I remember in grade school when the teacher came to me with that line about, you know, some new policy that or some new thing they had to do because supposedly some kids were acting up or doing something wrong. And she said the phrase, well, the good must suffer for the bad. My hand shot up and I asked, well, what's my motivation for being good? Caught a detention.
Exactly.
Hey,
Mike, I know your dad would have probably told them to go fly a kite too, right?
Without a doubt, in a New York second.
I know Jack would have told him to go fly a kite.
Okay, folks, Matthew, stand on line with us. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back with the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show, 990 AM WGSO and WGSO.com. Or call us at 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for news on Louisiana Radio Network.
Up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor John Bel Edwards was in Southeast Louisiana Friday afternoon to get a firsthand look at the response to numerous wildfires in Beauregard and Vernon parishes. Edwards says the state is dealing with an unprecedented event.
To have these fires burning the way that they are and jumping fire lines, and when the wind picks up, to have the fires burning in the crowns of trees rather than on the ground and low where they can be more easily contained, makes for a very difficult and dangerous situation.
An arrest has been made in connection to one of the wildfires that erupted near Rose Pine in Vernon Parish Thursday. Sheriff Sam Kraft says Paul Nash faces two felony arson charges for violating the burn ban. Kraft says Nash lit a brush pile in his backyard, and it quickly spread.
Burnt his neighbor's house. A deputy had to rescue that lady from her home when he arrived on the scene. Then the fire just spread massively.
Kraft says there's no excuse for setting anything on fire in these dire conditions. LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
How's that bump of music, Mike?
Oh, that's Persia. I remember that from the 80s and my good old sneaking to the club when I was 15 and 16-year-old days. But, you know, it was 18 back then when you had to get in a club. But welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, 990 AM WGSO and WGSO.com. John, we were talking earlier at the beginning. Remember some of the things that were going on in Hawaii. Some of these things sound kind of far-fetched. You know, they could be conspiracy theories, but you never know these days with what's going on. You know, like maybe the fire started with lasers Why did all the blue things not catch fire and everything around it did? Why did the rich and elite's home not burn, but the regular citizens burn? Why is...
These are natives that lived there for years.
All their lives, yeah. Why did Biden only give $700, a one-time $700 payment to the Hawaii residents, but the FEMA representatives are staying in $1,000 a night luxury hotels? And we just paid, what, so far to Ukraine, but over $100 billion, and another $200 million is supposed to go this week again, too. I mean, this is America last, the Biden agenda.
We got to stop. We got to stop supporting the world. Ukraine is not our friend.
Ukraine is not a democracy either. We're a republic. They're not a republic either.
But he's going to. Do you remember when Biden was vice president and he threatened say if you didn't, Obama was going to lend money. He threatened. He said, "If you don't fire the prosecutor, you wasn't getting the money."
The $1 billion.
He was on TV saying that. That enough right there is grounds for prosecution. Why they didn't do him anything?
Because he's a Democrat, and the whole Department of Justice in America right now works for him, and they're covering for him. It's plain and simple.
Hey, Cajun Buccaneer, what you call the Department of Injustice? Hey, Phil. Cajun Buccaneer. Hey, Phil.
All right, Phil's not there. Matthew, if you're still on hold, come on back with us.
Yes, I am.
We'd like to know what we were just talking about. You got any opinions or maybe some things you heard that we never heard about what's going on in Hawaii?
Well, I've got one thing
I'm
heard.
Now. They're coming off.
I'm sorry about that. Oh, okay. Hey, Phil. I don't know if y'all heard about this one, and it is the power company has set up barricades to block the roads, and everybody who stayed behind the barricades burned to death. Everybody who ran around the barricades lived. So there you go. I fight authority and I live.
Matthew,
I think the laser thing is improbable at best because of the simple fact of atmospheric attenuation of lasers. A laser can start a fire at a fairly short range if it's a powerful enough laser. But the further away you get from it, the more the atmosphere attenuates the laser beam because the photons are traveling through the atmosphere and the oxygen primarily, but all the other molecules of air diffuse that laser beam. Each atmospheric molecule it travels through takes a little bit more power and spreads it out a little bit more. So by the time it gets to its destination, it doesn't have the same heat that it would in the vacuum of space.
It's a directed energy weapon, and they're using it. This is main emotionless. Joker Biden is now attack on America.
You can't explain away atmospheric attenuation. I mean, maybe they have some technology we don't know about. Like I said, it's possible, but then anything is possible. We just have to stick with what's probable.
I'm sure there's some kind of weapon. Like, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know for sure, but with the way technology is.
I have seen it because across the bridges almost every day. I work my butt off every day, and I've seen it a few times before, just before it gets dark. And it's hovering around the whole world, and it's attacking Los Angeles, New York, and New Orleans might be next. I don't know. You heard me?
Yes.
The Chinese do have a space laser, but it's primarily used for satellites. And in the event that something really nasty happens, between us and China, we will be without our, satellite navigation systems for our military and civilian use.
Right.
So
it's more powerful than a nuclear bomb. It's more powerful than a nuclear bomb. They're going to try to destroy all of our energy. You know, they can. They want to shut down our electric plants, our gas plants, and our oil and gas plants. They want to destroy us at all costs. We need to wake up, stand up, rise and wise up. Wake up, America, amen.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, there's a reason why God put fossil fuels on Earth. Natural gas, coal, oil in the ground. There's a reason for it. God put that.
He intends for us to use it.
Exactly.
And to make our lives better.
because God does not want us to be miserable. But the other thing, that was the thing I heard, is about the kids that got around the barricades lived, and the kids that didn't. And, oh, and the other thing is the reason the wealthy people's estates survived was because they were granted the special sacred water that nobody else was granted in order to water their lawns and their estates. Nobody else in Lahaina got these special sacred waters.
That was a planned fire. That was not an accident. That was intentionally set, just like the train derailment in Ohio. And the
if I told you the conspiratorial reason for that, would you believe me?
You know, the way so many things are happening right now, it's really nothing surprises me anymore. It just nothing surprises me at all. You hear things and you're like, sometimes you're thinking, yeah, exactly. There's no way that's true. And then, you know, a week later you hear it's true. You're like, nothing surprises me.
I don't blame people for being skeptical and looking for far out things, but you sometimes have to pull back and realize that sometimes stuff just happens. Sometimes the bearings on a freight car are overdue grease because the freight line is squeezing as much money out of their rolling stock as they can before the scheduled maintenance, and so they might go a little bit too long, and the journals catch fire, and eventually they pop out of their sockets, and the car derails. That can happen. They have these hot box detectors that detected that train that passed by. These hot box detectors start screaming.
Okay, the train derailed. Matthew, the train derailed. But but how did that train explode?
They set it on fire because some genius had the idea that the best way of disposing of this chemical
is to burn it off.
Yes.
Who do you think? It took Biden a week or two before he went visit the people up in Ohio.
He sent Pete
Buttplug.
Yeah, he sent Pete Buttplug. I like that. He sent Pete Buttplug there, and to this day, they still have people living in East Palestine where they should have at least temporarily relocated for the cleanup to take place. But no, they're still there because they put the entire effort on Norfolk Southern, and Norfolk Southern just decided it was cheaper just to leave them there, buy them water filters, and remediate the kitchen conditions in there.
That's the great Biden administration doing at work. That's the great Biden administration at work. American people come last.
Yep.
Well, that's true because Norfolk Southern happens to be a Biden campaign donor.
Yep, Warren Buffett.
And the people of that, what was the name of the city again?
East Palestine.
They were majority Trump voters, so they don't, the Biden administration don't care about them. They're not real Americans.
Not all that much. I mean, they might care a little bit, but not all that much. I mean, if they really cared, they would send Kamala there to re-educate them.
The queen of word salad?
Oh, yeah. The word salad shooter. That would show how much they really cared.
All right, guys. Less than a minute to go. We have to go to a break. You listen, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya.
I'm going to hang up. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you,
WGSO and WGSO.com, 504-556-9696. Be right back.
you can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
What does Grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen, he said.
Welcome back, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. What you think about that bumper song, Mike?
That's another one I like. Guys, we're really hoping to get Mr. Adrian Bruno on the radio today, chairman of the Orleans Parish Republican Party, because he's on the ground in Hawaii with the Cajun Navy. You know, those guys do great jobs whenever there's a disaster anywhere in America. But he was on the ground. We really wanted to get some information from him as to what was going on because he's actually there. So hopefully, maybe next week, I don't know if he's going to be there that long, but we were really hoping to get him on there. One thing I saw on the news today, and I got to say it put a smile on my face, because it took Biden so long to get there, that his motorcade was going down the street and he was met with the Hawaii residents shooting the finger and telling him, let's go Brandon. But they weren't saying, let's go Brandon. They were saying what actually let's go Brandon really means. And I kind of put a smile on my face when I saw that, because the comment he made when they first asked him about the disaster in Hawaii, he smiled and said no comment and got in a car. I was like, this guy is pathetic.
You know what? When Trump gets back in office, and when Trump gets back in office, he needs a good attorney general, not the keyboard elf like Jeff Sessions or Bill Barr. He needs something like Judge Jeanine Pirro or Rudy Giuliani as the AG. Go after every one of them. Do not cut them any slack.
Judge Jeanine Pirro's got my vote on that one.
not only go after the Bidens, go after the Obamas, the Clintons, the Pelosis, and the Schumers. Go after Adam Schiff for lying. He should be locked up. Guantanamo Bay got enough room cells for them. Wow, agents of Lucifer.
Well, there's enough corruption that's already been exposed, and it's only been exposed because of what Trump did. We would have never. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have got elected president, where we'd be right now?
Yep.
There were some other things about the Hawaii disaster that kind of made me wonder what's really going on. What's up with this? You're seeing miles and miles of devastation, but anything that's blue was not touched. What's up with this blue thing? Does that not – why does blue not burn and everything else does? Unless it was Photoshopped. I mean, there's just so many different – there's so many different stories about what's going on in Hawaii. You don't know what to believe. That's why I really wanted to talk to Mr. Bruno, because he was on the ground there.
Yep. We just got a text from Mr. Bruno. He was up in the mountains. He didn't get our signal. Got a five-hour time difference, so it's like it's 10 minutes to 8 over here. It's probably 10 minutes to 3 in Hawaii. I just told him we're going to do it next week.
Oh, great. Well, at least we got in touch with him. So if he's still there next week, we'll definitely do it. Get in touch with him there, with him on the ground. Hopefully he'll have a lot of answers to these questions that we have and anybody else has.
He'll probably be back in New Orleans next week.
That's what I'm thinking. But, I mean, the devastation is there. He's with the Cajun Navy. He could be there for a while. I mean, those guys might be there for a while because they are really, really in trouble over there.
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, it's sad. Hawaii is a blue state. The governor of Hawaii is a Democrat. He blamed the fire on climate change.
Yeah, I thought that was extremely funny, but he is a Democrat, so that's what their whole agenda is about.
Cajun Buccaneer, you still there? What's your opinion?
Yes, I am. He's a Democrat. They're all Democrats, and they are repulsive Republicans. And they're taking over America. We have very few honest Democrats, and there are a little more honest Republicans, because all the rest of them are backstabbers. Please play the song Backstabbers for me. We'll get a chance. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
And also remember another story I heard, but the FEMA people are staying in $1,000 a night luxury hotels. I mean, like I said, you know, this story I read, who knows if it's true or not, but I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it's taxpayer money. They don't have to worry about it.
And where the victim was staying at? In tents?
And what about all the missing children?
Don't know. Missing children? We don't know yet.
What I heard was they sent them home from school, and some of the parents weren't even back there yet. So a lot of kids were supposed to go home from school, and some of them haven't even been found yet.
Okay. Okay. Mike, we got to ready to take another call. Guy goes by the name of John Doe.
John Doe. What you got, John Doe?
Good evening, John Doe. Welcome to Holy Patriotic JMLI Radio Show.
Thank you for what you do. I was wondering if y'all saw that article. Now, this was months ago. I can't remember the source. I believe it was the Epoch Times, but it was a pretty good source. And the article was saying how China was bragging about how they can make it snow. And the article was saying, like, people around the world are aware, in other countries, they're aware that certain elements of humanity, certain governments, do have the ability to control the weather. And they were saying, in America, your average everyday person really isn't aware of that. And that's what I've been trying to tell people, like, they could make it rain in Vietnam in 1971 or 72 on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So what can they do 50 years later? And it's just my opinion that I'm not, you know, they definitely have the ability to start a fire. That would be probably easy for them with the amount of satellites that they have up in the sky. But, you know, question is, did they? You know, that's what I don't know.
The natives' houses caught on fire, but the elites like Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates, their houses were untouched.
Yeah, and then you look, it's almost felt like they tried to do it here in Louisiana last week. You had that system in the Gulf. You had like a similar situation. See, in Hawaii, you had that storm like 200 miles south. So it made it really windy, and it was really dry. What do we have here in Louisiana? It's ultra, ultra, the driest I've ever seen it in my lifetime. And then last week, that storm came up, stayed south of us, made it really windy. Thankfully, it didn't get bad. You know, but it does make you wonder. And then, you know, the question, it's easy to believe they did it with COVID, but it's not as easy for them to believe that they can do it with the weather. But that's your motive right there is, you know, the climate change agenda. If the more wildfires they can make happen, the more droughts, the more storms, that basically gives them ammo in their ammo box to be able to pass their green agenda through the minds of people, you know? And that's my opinion, and I appreciate y'all covering the story.
You tell a lie long enough, it turns into the truth. Remember that old saying, Mike?
Oh, absolutely, and they tell it over and over and over and over again, and some people believe it, so it's obviously working.
Okay, John Doe, thank you. Call next week. Okay, we have the end of the show is here, unfortunately. Tune back in next week. And for good food, go to Rock and Roll Kitchen on Veterans Highway.
In Metairie.
All right. Jesus in America first, God, family, and country. See y'all next week.
Good night.
Flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states.